And now a portion of his group came to the other side of the sea looking for a meal. And see, a difficult thing for us in this century, and it has been for several years, several thousand years, is that we believe that everyone was following Jesus because we love Jesus and we wanted to follow Jesus, right? No, there are some that are following Jesus for food, for free food, for a handout. They don't want to do anything. They don't care what he's teaching. They just want food, whatever he's given, they want it, all right? And Jesus knew this. Jesus knew this. So Jesus begins to speak in this nice poetic language. I am the bread of life. Isn't that nice to hear? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. Boy, we could put some amens behind that, couldn't we? I am the bread. Finally, Jesus caught their attention. And as my grandmother used to say, when we were talking about things around our dinner table as a family, she would say, wow, we're getting down to brass tacks. It's time for me to go to bed. All right? That was her comment. But if we turn to John chapter 6, verse 51, I just want to read a few verses with you. Jesus said in verse 51 of chapter 6, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? He got their attention, didn't he? So Jesus said to them, very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Now, just imagine for a minute, if you were in this crowd listening to this, what would be your reaction? Those who eat my flesh, Jesus continues, and drink my blood. So if they didn't hear it four times ago, all right, he's given them four times to catch up as they go, wait a minute, what's he saying? And they miss his next statement, you know, he repeats it again. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the living Father, whoever eats me will live because of me. Now, do you think that got their attention? You see, Jesus was able to get it through to them by throwing the poetry out and using earthy language. You think I use earthy language just to, because I like it, right? Not always. You know, Jesus was saying, listen, folks, this isn't your regular meal. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you. That's what Jesus is saying. And Jesus offended them. Now, remember I told you this is many disciples. This isn't just the 12. There are a lot of people. I mean, multitudes of people following him right now. And he knew that many of them were not following for what he would call the right reasons. And Jesus offended them, and he knew it. As a matter of fact, in verse 61, if you look there, Jesus says, does this offend you? You see, it was so important to their lives that they hear Jesus' message that he was willing to offend them and ultimately lose some of them to get his point across to those who would listen. You hear that? He goes on to say, in my own words, which would be the worst offense? Now listen to me. Which would be the worst offense, Jesus says, for me to offend you now with the truth in my words, or when it's too late, when you see me ascending to where I was going before you without you? Which is worse, to offend you now or to wait until I'm already up in heaven and, folks, you're left behind and it's too late? That's what Jesus is saying. Which is better, should I offend you now or wait until there is no choice in your life? That's what Jesus is saying, and that is why Jesus was willing to offend people, because he had to get his message across, because if Jesus was to ascend before they made a choice, it was too late.